This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Here by Dalet, section Dalet in the Geres Taimon. Okay, now he goes a little bit to town on the person himself who's sending him the Shaila. Avol. So until now he's been speaking about the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, the Kates, and the Chizuk and so on. Now, there was somebody who went around saying he's Mashiach. Dai says, Shalot amati mimenu, voloma minim bay. He says, I have no problem with him or with the people that believe in him. Lefishu meshugah b'li sofik, he's crazy. Ve'ena l'choy l'asha peshem l'yisabim v'uchol yoy. As long as a person didn't cause his own illness, you can't say that there's something wrong with it. You know, there's no aveira with it. So this poor guy is mentally unhinged. He's mentally unhinged. It's his problem, and so on. Ve'chein eni tameh min aminim b'mikoy tzirucha. I don't have a problem with the people who believe in him because they are so, first of all, they're so stressed out waiting for Mashiach. They don't understand where Mashiach is supposed to come. They think he's going to come in Taimon. And the Tzur and the Godless of him, that they say, oh, this is Mashiach. This is simple people. They don't know the difference, and they're having a lot of tzars. Some come like, it's Mashiach. So fine, it's Mashiach. He says, but he says, "Aval ani tamei mimcha sha'ata mibnei Torah." Ve'amadat al sifrei chachamim. You were somebody who sat and learned. Ha'eincha yodea achi shemashiach navi gadol moed v'gadol mekal neviim levad mishal shalom. Don't you know Mashiach was a big navi, bigger than all neviim? Ve'oid ha'eincha yodea mimi shoyim al atzon shu navi shenit nimtzis nivrosu mekcheshes uchay misa. And you also know that claiming for oneself nevuah when you don't have it, you chayv misa. He says a novi has to, everything he says has to come true. And what's your big Mashiach? El Shehismach Hatzim B'Shem Mashiach, that he calls himself Mashiach. In other words, where's the proof? Ve'yesh temed ve'chashamati, he said she'edua b'shalva ve'yesh itemikzes chachma. You know that he's a he's an erlich person. He does everything well, and he's got some wisdom. That's enough to be a fine, upstanding balabas. Is enough to be Mashiach. In other words, what allowed you to say it? You didn't think about what the mile of Mashiach is, what kind of stature he's supposed to have, and what's supposed to be his, how is he supposed to come, in which place, and what oisius. So he says, the problem is you don't have Mashiach's business card. You don't know what he's supposed to look like, what he's supposed to make to the table, and so on. So let me clue you in a little bit. Aval malose. He will be greater than all Nevi'im other than Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yichor is HaBarius Baruch B'dvarim Shliyichot Moshe Rabbeinu Al HaShalom. And HaKadosh Baruch will be meyached him with things that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. In other words, his Nevuah is inferior to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that we take as a given. But he's going to have certain things, like it says, Shenema, V'haricho b'yer shemayim, V'loy lemare ein av yishpoit l'misha ein av aznav yichich. He'll be able to intuitively pick out right and wrong. V'enoch ruach Hashem ruach chachma ubina ruach eitzik v'ruach das v'yos Hashem. Vayatzedek eizah maslav v'emunah eizah halotzav. V'karo l'akadosh baruch hu shisha shemes ba'omroi. Ki yelad yudol lanu ben nitan lanu v'tiyah misal shichmoi v'yikoshmoi pele yoyetz keil gibor avi'atz ha'asholim. V'zeh shekroi keil al derech ha'floga. And when it says, I mean, one of the shemes is keil. Pele yoyetz keil. What kind of name is that? So he says, lo yidiyah shegdulosi me'uloi ma'ilas kaladim. So the first thing is you've got to at least have a havamina that all these things are true about him, that this person has all these. I mean, we're talking about tremendous smiles over here. Yes. So, right, where does he know? You know, why does he know Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have these? Where does he get from? I don't know. In other words, it's not a stira to Moshe being the god of Nevi'im, because we're not saying that he was a Navi, we're saying that he's a a big person. These are milas other than Nevuah. So it's not going to be a blatant stira, but it still is very unusual, and I don't know where the Chazal or where he's coming from. Chazal say there are things in there are in Yonim where Chazal speak about Mashiach and Godless Nechshivas, it says bigger than this, Venisa Mi'odom, and so on. I don't know that exactly this is what it says over there. I'll go upon him, the Rambam has it in Chazal that this is the, these are Milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Mashiach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'echad min ha'tznoim she'es etzlenu yiduim l'chol novi she'betachas ha'madoi. He also has to be extremely smart and wise. And that's only then does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Nevuah to a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just give Stam Nevuah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevuah is something which is totally in being a very wise person. These inyanim are not in any physical, that, you know, even something like Gibor and Asher doesn't mean big and powerful, it means Midas. And thus, this is sort of a response. I think that the writer to him said that this Mashiach guy is a he's Yeshu B'Shalva, means he's quite well to do. He's Baruch Hashem settled. I'm not sure what he thought would be the mile of that, but upon him, he did feel it's a mile. So he says the Chazal point out to miles that are in Ruchnistic stature, that not, there's no reason in the world why being wealthy or physically strong would be of any help to a Mashiach. Alkshayamoid Adam Shainam Efursim Bechachma, but Yoimashu Navi, Enonamamin Moisei. But if a guy comes up, we don't know that he's a Chachma. A guy walks in and says, I'm a Navi. We don't believe him. Kolshkim Yoma Echem Amarachu Mashiach, somebody who would know to be an Amarach comes along and says he's Mashiach. Like, based on what? What's the, like, why would we think so? V'achas arayis hu shehu am ha'aretz shetziva lefaza adu kol ha'moyner shesad v'laniyim. He says, let me tell you, right, it's Amaretz. He told everyone to spend all his money and give it to taniyim. V'kol ha'shem leim heim tipshin v'uchoytei. The people listening to him are idiots, and he's a balavera. I don't think he means here balavera as much as he's wrong. He did something wrong. I mean, he said before that the guy is nuts. So there's no we're not being done him as being a bad person, but ichoite means he's got it wrong. He's saying something that is absolutely not correct. So he says, because It's not appropriate, it's wrong. You're not supposed to give more than a chaimish. That's something that's wrong to give everything away to tzedakah. They give a certain gvul. The same craze that had him say is Mashiach. It's the same that got him to tell people that they should give all their money to Aniyim. He said, so all they accomplished was that the poor people became rich and the rich people became poor. In other words, all that came up from this whole thing is that you have instead of that you're supposed to be able to help things by giving tzedakah, you simply just reverse the roles, and the people who needed money yesterday don't need it today, and the people who had money yesterday don't have it today. So you didn't accomplish very much with that. Then he says and what they should be doing is, he told them, I guess, to give him all the money. He somehow, I don't know exactly what happened there. The guy was obviously a very interesting person. He told them basically to keep giving each other money. So basically all you had was a big game of musical chairs with money. So he says this is crazy, as it is. Where and when, in other words, how will Mashiach appear and where? We also have some things. So if the first thing the Rambam says is who Mashiach is, it's going to be something that is a someone that is a man of big stature in learning, in piety, and so on. So the first thing he says is he was going to be in Eretz Yisrael, because it says Pisa Yovai Alei Choloi, so that must be Eretz Yisrael. Aval echos amidosai da shleiteida amidosai ken miyosa at sheoma olav shu ben plani mishpacha planis. We also are going to know who the person is. Aval yamid ishloi noida koydem hiraosai. But if a person arises who we have no idea who he is, ve aval. He says that we will not know beforehand who the person is, what he is, or where he's coming from. In other words, it's only from the Etzem appearance that we will realize who he is. So I'm not sure why this is such an important piece. Why is it that nobody knows who it is and so on? Lamaisa, the truth is, he's supposed to be from Beis David. The Rambam says that a melech will arise to Beis David, so the Mashmor says we have a sense of his yichus. To be in the Beis David, we certainly have to know who the person is. It could be that we won't know beforehand that this person is a Mashiach, which is fine. But not sure where he's coming with this. He says, "V'achas shigobar tzvi v'kavzgo yisol yerushalayim l'sharotzis." So first of all, he is going to gather in from if everybody from Eretz Yisrael, from all around Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Oz timoshech ha'umet espashe yom v'kedma at she'giluchan atz teiman v'leisha ha'chechem b'eretz ha'idu. And then they will spread out towards everywhere. Now, I'm not sure, I mean, l'chura, that spreading out and so on to teiman and everything is a much later stage. I mean, you talk about Klal Yisrael growing in numbers and, I mean, espashe, that's a process. Also interesting when he says, "What does he exactly mean? Does it mean Taman is the opposite direction of Hodu? Does he mean that Jews had gone northwards to India and therefore they will go out there also? Or is he referring to something else near Taman? Shekein Kosev al Yidei Yeshayo, Hashaleach Bayom Tzirim. So he says basically that he sends out messengers worldwide to all the beaten members of Klal Yisrael to come together. El Mokrim Shem Hashem Tzvok Tzhatzir. Aval Klal Mon Loisa Shisupel they call him Moshe Rabbeinu Tchilosim Ad Malachish Usoifim. I'm just giving you some basic pointers, but go look at the Sefer Neviim and put it together. The nations will become frightened. They won't know what to do, how to oppose him. They won't be able to deny it. They won't be able to have any tainess. They're going to be so overwhelmed by the nisim he does that they'll just shut up. So it says there's going to be a tremendous amount of power in his hands, and people will be frightened. But the era of peace I don't see one detail of everything I've told you to be shaykh to him. And now he's going back to Yoshka. With all the nisim that his believers said about him. That he did Trias HaMeisim and he himself came and he caused people to come live. And the same Moifsim the false Moifsim are saying about him. And let's say we'll agree to them for argument's sake. They still have no claim whatsoever that he's Mashiach. In other words, we don't have to argue them about the miracles, yes or no. We just say yes. They don't say Shanachna Nirlem Beksuvim Narlem Beksuvim Elif Oisis Akar of Shalohayu. For everything that they claim was, we will say that there's so many things that we're just supposed to, he hasn't done. I mean, where's the new world? Where's the Beis Hamikdash? Where's Klal Yisrael? Nothing. And even if we'll accept the tainus, but where's the Milo we're talking about? You can just make fun of it if you want to, because there was nothing there that happened. There was nothing. He doesn't have any type of semblance to Malchus Yisrael, and therefore it's a bunch of letzanim that made him melech. V'seif dava shezeh ha'ish. Now he's going back to the Teimani guy. Ilohaya oime masho oime bezodnu bekalos. If let's say he would say this out of mezit and kalos roish, haim chuyav alfe misa. I think he's crazy. I would tell you the following Eitza Toiva. Yechavush Yomim Ache Sparsim Eitz Lagoyim. Klaimashu Nifse Betsivarin Vivitzichloi. Voidiu Hadovam Vesfasa Sibailam. So he said, get him committed to insane asylum and let it be known that he's crazy amongst the goyim, and then you can let him out. The first person's life you're going to save is this meshugana, because they're going to kill him. So once he's certified, board certified as being crazy, so Baruch Hashem, so he's crazy, and that's the end of it. The fisher kashishma goyim alav sheton atzma shu mashiach asha sizma oisa zeh yumal even boy mashadon ish mishugam shtad kem oisa it's a tilu nafshcha mirosam shal goyim. You're going to save yourself from pogrom if you are going to declare him as a crazy person and treat him as a crazy person. And if this will become a fursum, you are going to, they're going to kill him. If people think that you think he's Moshiach, and not only will kill him, they might end up having a little program against you. Ve'atem achenu yodu lechem shagash broch yipilonu b'mamuras v'aseinu v'umuzu shumis yishmol sh'rosem choskaleinu v'mishakmim l'arev limas yisanu k'moy shegazaleinu yisbarach v'yveinu p'ili v'shala omda al Yisrael uma yoyse yavis v'menu. We haven't had a bigger enemy v'lo uma she'rea b'tachos ha'rol dal v'lo yisanu l'akni yisanu l'nisanu k'moyhem. And no other nation has been so bad to us. I guess the Rambam didn't have Ruach HaKodesh to what's going to look like now, but Shafil da Malach HaShalom Shorab Ruach HaKodesh Ka'atos Yis Yisrael Hischil V'litzak L'Koinen B'loshen Ho'uma Miroas B'nei Yishmol. So David HaMelech spoke about Yishmol when he heard about the decrees of the eventual Golas. He said, Oyoli Kigati Meshach Shechanti Molei Keda Ru'u Echzoch HaKeda M'shav Nei Yishmol. Why does he pick Keder? Mipnei Sham Meshuga Hu Mipnei Keder. Moshe first Mikhusay, because he's from Keder. Ve'oy Daniel Isipek Atnaseinu V'Dildulenu Alba Malchus Yishmol Shedikara Bimheira Shekein Oma V'Tapel Arzu Minatzov V'Minakachom Atirmasein. V'Nachnu Boydeinu Soivlim Shibudam V'Kizvem Shigusin L'Mayalchol Teinu She'ein Bichos Han Kerech Lispoil. We who are suffering still way beyond our ability. I am following the Mark's advice. I'm not doing anything, lifting a finger. Like Chazal taught us that we have to bow before the Shkarim of Yishmael. And Listen, shut up and carry it through. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, gave us instruction that this is a type of whatever it is, we have to let go and not dwell on it. Ukvar iskamno kolonik doilum oktanis for shibuda. Shekein Omer Yisrael Shalom Goy Nasati Gevi Nasati Lamakim Lachaya Lamartim. I gave my back over to the people who would hit it. I gave my cheeks over to people that would scratch it. V'lo Yistarti Miklimus V'roik. V'im Kol Zeh Lo Nuchal Inotzim Eroi V'rosam V'achsusam Kol Zman. Still, we can't say that we can save ourselves totally 100% from them. And whenever we pursue peace, they come back with war. So certainly, if we pursue this, the government will really be upset and angry with us. So he's now recanting a story that I guess was known, that somebody got up at the beginning of the Malchus Shmuel and said he's Mashiach. His ois was that he went to sleep with a negatzeras, and he woke up, he was healed. And he wasn't matzliach as a future Mashiach. So there were greater tzaris that were that came about because of it. So he says, so now he lists a whole bunch of Mashiach shekas. So basically, I guess the purpose of it is it's not like a fender status, I guess, to avoid, but it's more like, take a look, there are people left and right who always declare themselves as Mashiachs, and there's nothing about it, that's not a mirma. What does he mean over here? Somebody that was there during the whole tkufa told me all about this. Then he says, "Ve'elad varim shekano chazan denviim shehoydi unu k'ma shemarte lechem shebekarl ma'aseh Mashiach amiti yir ba'atoyne v'achayishem echmi Mashiach leisamet hanosom tis ames." So he said, like I told you before, we have psukim that tell us that in the tkufa of the eventual God, there will be constant flow of false Mashiachim that will be worthless and won't do us anything for us. Shemelech understood that, you know, the goal is going to be long, and people are going to want to get out, and they're going to sort of create zmanim, and hope that whatever it is a zman mesugel, but that will cause tzaris to get lost. So what did he say? He's here, Melasa said. He warned him from doing it. V'yishbiya ha'uma derech mashal. V'alme, he said, Yishbat yeshem leis yushlaim b'tzvoi, sub'ayla yis ha'sode, im te'ir, im teres ha'ava, chetechbats. So he was mashbiya klal Yisrael, so he puts it into Shlomo HaMelech's, that this shvuas, the shalosh shvuas over here was Shlomo HaMelech, ki'ilo was telling him, I'm telling you mitzad chachma, that trying to prove a Mashiach is only going to get you in trouble. Ve'atem acheinai hovenu kavla lechem shvuosei, val te'iru es ha'ava shetechpots. Be mekabel de shvua and don't be more the ava shetechpots. O boire ha'olam b'midas rachmim, yiskoi sonu v'itchem, le'kabetz golius achlosei v'chavloi, lachzen Hashem v'akibecholoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu will remember you and gather you in. Ve'itze'enu megeat salmoves asher shivenu bo, ויוסים מחשך עינינו מפעל ליבנו ויקיים בימינו וימיכם מיקר שכוסוב האומה הולכים בחוי שחרו אור גודל יש הרצמובס אור נוג עליהם ויחשיך באפוי ובבוס על כל הקום עלינו ויואי מחשקנו כשיבטיחונו כי נחוי שכיחס הארץ והרוף על אומים ועלייך יזך השם וכבוד עלייך יזך ושולם לך ידידנו יקרנו בעל החוכמס עזר תפונס there is being מפייס him again and saying, Shalom, the person is a Baal Chochmah, before he had sort of knocked him and said, I expected more out of a smart person like you, now he's sort of being mefayas him. Shalom ka'or zareach v'rav shalom adli yoyecha meselo. V'ono akashim mecha, sh'etishach ha'tokas yegerzlis l'chol kol v'kol l'chachom l'zulasam. You should send copies of this letter to every single community, chachamim, and otherwise. V'tikra oisa al kol kol v'yehudim. Read it in front of everybody. Kedei she'tia matzdika rabim. Acha she'tizor v'sishom etas ha'zhor v'ashmir v'shum rosha. She'farsing al adovel umas ha'shmeidim. But you should be very, very careful not to tell the goyim about it. Shem yischadish dava, sheitzelena Hashem v'rachmav mimeno. He's scared that if they find out about this, they're chas v'shalom going to make a pogrom. Ve'afal pishak esafto yisay, it's misrams zehar memoid. Even though I wrote it, but I was still very, very scared. So he says. But Zikar Rabb, I felt, should override a sense of Sakana. And even everything that I sent you, this Shayla Shem Lireyev. So basically, he says over here, he himself acted in ways that were sakana, but he felt that Tzerech for writing this was overriding. Over here also he has an attached piece, I guess it was part of the original letter or so, where he goes through the different Nevi'e Sheker that he knows about and so on, a bunch of them, what happened and so on. This is the end over here. Any questions? Okay, so we finished the Igeres Taman. I think the next one is one more Igeres. We saw the Igeres Shema, there's the Igeres Taman, there's the Igeres Tesameisim. Mr. Shem, when we come back after Pesach, I guess we'll do the Igeres Tesameisim. Okay, Chag Kosher Sameach. Yes, sure.